As we just heard, one issue Los Angeles is grappling with is a huge homeless population, perhaps the largest of any major city in the country. A new study finds that thousands of the area's homeless people are avoiding crime-plagued areas such as Skid Row. They're seeking better, safer lives in affluent neighborhoods away from the heart of the city. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
In Beverly Hills, Fannie Williams holds out a paper coffee cup, hoping the well-dressed shoppers on Rodeo Drive are feeling generous.
Can I help me outside, please? Thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed evening. It's really hard. I really don't like asking people for anything. But, I mean, you know, sometimes when you need help, you just have to break down your pride and you have to, you know, and ask for help because I need it.
Maybe she'll get enough for a burrito and a night's stay in a cheap motel. But Williams has learned not to count too much on the kindness of strangers.
Not of them stingy, too. I see Andrew Dickerson, one play police woman, broke me out $1. Stingy.
Williams is 55. She leans on a crutch and suffers a nagging foot injury from being hit by a car. Since she lost her job at an ice cream shop, she's slept in doorways and the occasional shelter. Even in Beverly Hills, being homeless isn't easy. But Williams says it beats trying to survive L.A.'s Skid Row.
They can have down there. Not for me. If I'm going to be a bum or whatever, let me be a Beverly Hills bum.
And then there's Lee Banks, a Vietnam vet. He's also down and out in Beverly Hills.
Everybody's got their own little spots they go to and off. It's a safe haven.
Banks has been homeless for 18 years. In his past life, he was married with kids.
Do your family worry about you being out here?
Kids don't know I'm out here. When they come to visit me, I got a friend in Marina Del Rey. He's a real estate agent, and I use a condo. They think I live there. I don't want them to know what's going on. It'll make them feel bad.
Banks has a few perks, like a brand new backpack and a thermal sleeping bag he got from friends. He also has a small TV stashed away, which he watches with his buddy, Dennis Hamilton.
We got it here. It's only a little black and white 5-inch TV.
There's a plug on the side of that building, so I just plug it up. They don't mind.
What do you watch?
Oh, I like to watch Fear Factor, my number one show. I like to see what those people will eat and do for the money.
In Los Angeles, being homeless with a TV set isn't as rare as you'd think. We found Willie Gonzalez out in Venice Beach channel surfing on a portable television.
I love Seinfeld. I love Kramer.
Gonzalez sleeps in a spray-painted van. Sometimes the police tell him to move along, but he says it wasn't always this way.
Before I hit the street, I was living in Beverly Hills, so I know what is to go to Spago's and I know what is to eat from the trash.
The Argentinian immigrant says he lost his job driving limos, but he kept photos of himself posing with celebrities.
James Caan,
Harrison Ford.
I used to drive for them.
And they can't help you out now?
I don't ask for help. I think I've never been homeless before, so I think this is something good. It's the training. It's good to know how it is to live on the street. People don't realize it could happen to anyone.
Up the Pacific Coast Highway, 44-year-old Herman Flores has set up camp in Malibu Canyon. Above multi-million-dollar homes with a gorgeous vista of the Pacific Ocean, he's hidden.
When do you see?
Very hidden, under a tree covered with branches, which he clears away to reveal a blue pup tent. This is where Flores sleeps after long days working as a gardener and day laborer for the rich Malibu residents.
Tranquilo, sí, muy tranquilo aquí.
It's peaceful and beautiful here, he says. So far away from people, no one bothers me.
Nadie me molesta.
He says it's better than the shelters where people are violent, dirty, and drugged out. For some, being homeless is more of a lifestyle than a burden.
My name is Happy, the voice of freedom. My name is Happy Ivy.
I'm Joy, and this is Life, our daughter.
The Ivies sing and live out of an old school bus, camping hippie style in Venice Beach, Hollywood, and in the Valley. They share their cramped quarters with their pets.
Two dogs.
A cat.
Two mice.
And a rat. There's the rat. That's Squeaker.
Their main source of income is Happy's disability checks. From here, Joy homeschools Life, who's 13.
I don't consider myself homeless.
Home free, if you don't mind. Home free.
Joy says instead of staying at roach-infested motels, they prefer living the way they do, every once in a while getting a room to shower and watch TV.
This is your choice, right? And there's some people it's not a choice necessarily to be living without a house.
Yeah. We couldn't afford to live on the beach any other way. And that's the fact of it.
The Ivies have a cell phone with prepaid minutes and a wireless laptop computer. In L.A., it turns out, even some of the homeless are connected. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can read the new study on homelessness, see photos of where some of the city's homeless live, and hear more of Michelle's conversation with Mayor Villaraigosa at our website, npr.org.